Park City Institute director Terry Orr says the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series started off right with Los Lonely Boys.
Well, the band was terrific. They're a Park City favorite. This is the third or fourth time we've had them. And to have them to kick off the 4th of July was just right.
The pop-up concert took place at Quinn's Junction Recreation Complex. The concert series moved to the new venue after Deer Valley announced it would no longer host the series after 14 years. The change of venue meant a few other changes to the logistics of the concert. One challenge the series faced is very limited on-site parking. Park City Institute set up buses to and from the parking lot. Orr says that was a success.
You know, the busing was very, very smooth. We had a great lay bus, and we had support from Four Seasons Transportation. And we didn't get any complaints about people getting to and from where they needed to get to. And we didn't have any congestion on the road at all that I'm aware of.
Orr says they know that they can improve, but she's happy with how the first concert went.
We can make some improvements, I think it's fair to say. But for a first time, we're not unhappy. The food trucks were amazing. They did great business. The wind died down kind of just as the concert was getting started. It was a warm, lovely evening, but not hot. And it was very different in having the audience flat and the stage elevated. Everyone there had a terrific view. And what we didn't really expect, kind of a bonus, was how great the sound was out there.
One issue noted was the distance from the bus drop-off to the will call office.
Where people were dropped off and how they got their tickets, that seemed to be the only real hiccup of the evening. You know, it's just we have such little space there that is enclosed. So where we had the tickets in the concession area was not as close to the bus drop-off as we had planned. And so there was a little bit of maneuvering to take your cooler and pick up your will call tickets. And that's easily fixable.
Orr said the evening had a very familial vibe.
It just felt like though we have many, many second homeowners who feel like park guides and family, it felt like such a locals evening. There was just such a great community vibe to it with, you know, from Silly Market to the Green Machine Recycling to so many people who volunteered and helped us out. It really was a huge community effort, and we're so grateful.
Orr did not have the final numbers as of July 4th, but she did guess around 1,500 people attended the concert. She said they look forward to growing those numbers. The second concert of the season will be Grace Potter at City Park on July 13th. The remainder of the shows will be back at Quinn's Junction. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.